It must be family reunion day here at the broadcast house. A few moments ago, we caught up with our good friend Jennifer McAdams. Now we're catching up with one of our favorite coaches of all time. You know him as Moose, but his real name is Jimmy Wallace, and we're going to welcome him to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Coach.
Morning, everybody. We thank you for the opportunity to come share some important information with you.
Well, you, of course, had a very successful run as a high school football coach. Once you retired from high school football coaching, you still kept the coaching spirit alive, focusing on our young football players, making sure they know how to safely play the sport of football.
Absolutely.
And so today, you're here because there's a big event happening tomorrow right here in our backyard.
You know what? You guys do a tremendous job for this community in every facet, but you know, we're responsible for raising the next generation. Be on time, do it right, work hard, et cetera, et cetera. But there's some great things going on right now. The city, PRT, Julian Patton is the director of youth football. He played for us at Northwestern and later on played at Clemson. But we're in the All-Star playoff season right now. And this past Saturday, our 10U team, Lawrence Snoop Brown coaches them, does a phenomenal job. They beat Greer 40-0. It was like 35-0 at the half. And then our 10U team, we drove to Lawrence to see the next game, and our small fry team was winning 28-0 at half and had three touchdowns called back. And then at the 1:30 game, the infamous Perry Sutton, Coach Perry Sutton, he beat Lawrence 30-0. And now we're in the second round. And the purpose of being here today, and we really appreciate your time, tomorrow at South Point High School at 10 o'clock, our 8U team's going to play easily. That's tomorrow morning at 10. So you got to get out of bed and get over and watch these guys play. At 11:30, the 10U team's going to play easily. And at 1:30, the 12U team's going to play Greer. Now, Greer's a big-time football town. Travis Perry and those guys over there have been phenomenal. So with that going on, please consider coming out to support our youth league. If you watch them play, and Ashley's seen them play. I mean, her son played in that league, and it's amazing to watch them have so much fun. And they've got to be having fun, you know, and that's the name of the game. Now, a big story, and we don't want to confuse this because it's easily confused, especially for a 74-year-old man like me. You got to write it down. But in December, now here's what's going on in this town, and we don't want to put any pressure on anybody. But I saw Coach Collins yesterday, and I said, now look, you guys got an outright shot to win it all. And they do on December 13th at South Carolina State University. Then on December 14th, them Northwestern Trojans, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, they got an outright shot. There ain't no doubt. Now, with that being said, and we're hosting six state championship games on one day at District 3 Stadium, it's amazing going on.
For youth football, we don't want to get it confused.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
It's youth football now.
But, yeah, hey, look. When you're not doing it anymore, the pressure's off, right? But we got a chance, really, to win five state championships in a day and a half. Now, think about that. I mean, that's amazing. And, of course, there's a lot of work got to be done. I know Coach Walford don't want to hear all this. Coach Collins don't want to hear all this. But at the same time, that's where we are. That's the city we live in. Now, salute to our small fry team, 8U team, Ty Colvin, Nat Baker, those guys coached them. Our 10U Pee-wee team, Lawrence Brown, Buster Howard. They had a great year. Our Gray White team, Coach Perry Sutton and Pat Kennedy and a bunch of others. And we got to really thank Coach Carlos Richardson, athletic director at South Point. He's really – and, you know, our little boy's going to play on turf Saturday morning. It's been raining, you know. It's muddy out there. And our guys get to go out there, and we went over and watched them practice Tuesday night. It's amazing to watch them play and how hard they play and how fast they are. We got, you know, Coach Jenkins at Northwestern would say, if you're not fast, you're chasing somebody. So we got to go. One more time. Saturday, tomorrow, November 16th. The 8U team at 10 o'clock at South Point High School, the 10U team at 11:30 at South Point, 12U team 1:30. There's a lot of great things going on in our city. Thankful for Mr. Alan Miller and Mr. Manning Kimmel and Mr. Chris Miller and you guys for all you do to support this community, because we do live in a great community.
Mm-hmm. We do. And I think that's what's so cool about this is every time I'm out there watching football, mm-hmm. you know that you are watching kids or you are seeing kids who you're going to see at that high school level and at that college level and probably beyond. That's mm-hmm. the city that we live in. That's the community that we're in, and we're lucky to be a part of it. And it really is cool to know that you're watching maybe an 8 or a 10-year-old and say, you know, in a couple years, they're going to be playing in the NFL. And you can say, you know, I watched that kid play at District 3 Stadium numerous times.
You know, and Ashley, I saw you do something one night I wish all parents would do. And that's when the game's over, whether you win or lose, you go over there and encourage your son or your daughter. Positive, positive, positive will make the whole world better. But anyway, we got a lot going on, and it's great stuff, and we're responsible to raise the next generation. It's called work hard. Work. Mm-hmm. You know, you read a lot, and you hear parents say, I really want my son or daughter to face adversity in life. Because mm-hmm. every day is not a touchdown. No. You're going to get knocked down, and you got to get up. You got to get up fast and keep going, and that's life. So you take this game of football, and you teach life. And that's what it's all about. We're proud of our kids. Y'all to watch them play. Man, it's phenomenal. They can go. I mean, it is amazing to watch him go, and I appreciate your time. Thank you for what you do. This guy's a Louisville guy now. He's from Richburg. I saw your mom in the Food Line parking lot, and she said, you know, he used to sleep in the stands while the Louisville Lions were playing.
Oh, gosh.
You didn't do that, did you?
I know. I think that was my dad.
How could you sleep in the stands with Wesley McFadden running the ball?
I was not built for football, Moose. I was built for running, and I was definitely chasing somebody.
We just appreciate you coming to the game.
Right, yeah. Well, listen, Moose, you're coming out of retirement. You're going to be back on the microphone this Friday night.
Well, you know, when you get to be old, you got to kind of pick and choose what you're going to do. But when Mr. Alan Miller calls you, he clearly said, we're short some folks and we need some help. And he's the greatest guy in the world. I mean, he's a tremendous leader. And how do you tell him no?
So you're going to be on tonight on our lineup of football games. You're going to be over there at Catawba Ridge?
Yes, sir. Catawba Ridge versus Woodmont with the infamous Tyler Cup.
Ooh, that's a good duo right there. We love Tyler. T-Cup. Call him T-Cup.
Yeah, he's like Scott Wells. I like to do a game with Scott Wells because we would go eat a cheeseburger before the game, and during the game he would say, I wish they quit throwing the ball and run the football so we could go eat again.
I know you guys do love to eat when you go out on football Friday nights. We hear the stories for sure. Moose, as always, sir, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for what you're pouring into with these young football players as they learn how to safely play the sport of football and make a career out of it. So you're remarkable, and we're lucky to have you. So thank you so much, Coach.
Thank y'all for your time. Have a great weekend. You